Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of July 2017, and this is the 624th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting in my garden. It's turned into a really lovely day today. This morning I didn't go on my outing. It was pouring with rain and I was a bit concerned that where I was going to be foggy and damp. And it may have been, but I certainly didn't expect it to be quite so beautiful today. So I'm sitting out here. There are lots of blackbirds about, beginning to think about nest building, I think. They're certainly digging up my bulbs every time I close my eyes, so I have to keep coming out and replanting. And what I've just been doing this afternoon, just before coming to talk to you, is pruning. My driveway is very, very overgrown, mainly from my neighbour's plants are just kind of exuberantly pouring over. And some of them have sort of died underneath, so I've been attacking those each month when it's my turn to have a green waste bin, and so I fill it up. But it's not very good for my arm. Secateuring must be really one of the most painful things. So I'm just resting my hand at the moment, and talking to you, which is, I seem to remember this is one of the reasons I started doing podcasts, was that I couldn't do anything with my arm, and there didn't seem to be very much left over other than walking and talking. So that's how I started the podcasts, but I'm not planning to re-injure my arm to that extent again. It's lovely keeping these podcasts going, but I don't really need to be prevented from doing anything else. So I think after I've talked to you, I shall go and get a hot water bottle and put it on my arm. Normally today I would be preparing for the writer's cave and have a whole stint of writing ahead of me, but I've put that off till Thursday this week, and we'll do at the end of each month will be a Thursday, so that the end of each month's Wednesday can stay as my online call with my Hexenschuss writing group. We're now distributed in Canada and the UK and in three different states in Australia. And today will be the first time, if we pull it off, that we've all managed to come onto a call together. It means that the person in Canada is getting up at 5:30 to do so. So I'm glad I'm not the Canadian one. It's a completely different group from the writing group, the In the Flesh writing group that I belong to, which the In the Flesh writing group is about reading and feedback, and the Hexenschuss group is about supporting each other in each other's endeavours, but not from a reading point of view, just from, or not just, but from a this writing life kind of point of view. So it's really lovely to have both those things. I have been writing this morning. I'm still working on my structure at the moment. And it's going to take quite a while, but it feels as if I'm moving forward. And it's very satisfying to be moving. Those of you who've been stuck with me for years will know how often I haven't been able to progress in any direction whatsoever. So it's a very nice spot to be in. So when I've had, I'm just finishing off some licorice tea that I made this morning, which is now cold, but it's quite nice as a cold drink and very soothing for this lurgy that I have. I completely lost my voice this morning, but it seems to have come back now. I think I'm going to go and make myself something hot and go inside. And then, yes, this hot water bottle for my arm. And then take things a bit more easily. I think I'm going to read through my outline and see how far I can allocate allocate's not quite the right word, how well I can set it within the structure that I'm beginning to work out. And that won't require too much writing. Well, nothing I can't do with my left hand. It's so nice hearing these birds everywhere. It's just, yeah. I think they think it's spring. And I can understand why. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever you're doing and been able to do it without damaging yourself, either through exhaustion or other exertion. And if you have, maybe it's time to stop and have a hot drink or a sit down or just a little ponder, looking at birds, listening to dogs. And enjoying whatever there is outside by way of clouds and blue sky or grey. Thank you very, very, very much for listening to me, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.